In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. In today's Gospel, our Lord reminds us of the importance of purity of intention, and that all that we do in our service to the Lord, be it our prayer life or our penances or our works of charity, that we do not do it to seek the praise of others, but to please God and to give honor and glory to God. And it's just keeping in check purity of our heart, purity of our intention, that we seek to do all things for the glory of God and not any way to be given credit for anything, but to do it always to please God in our service of the Lord. Today we honor a votive mass of St. Joseph. And St. Joseph, of course, is one of the great masters of the interior life and the hidden life. And we know, of course, that there are no words recorded of St. Joseph, but yet his actions speak louder than words, and that he was dedicated to carry out the will of God. And he did so diligently with faithfulness, with devotion and caring for our Blessed Mother and the child Jesus, and living that life, that hidden life, in which he worked and served God as he contemplated the great mysteries unfolding before him in the incarnate Son of God. St. Teresa of Avila has said that, and she's one of the great mystics and great contemplatives of the Church, she said everything she learned about prayer, she learned from St. Joseph. And so St. Joseph is a master of the interior life, that inner room that our Lord speaks to us about, in which we go and enclose ourselves in our soul and share in that union and communion with God. May we ask St. Joseph to help us in this endeavor. St. Joseph will truly help us to be perfected in living the hidden life and in doing everything for the honor of glory in God without seeking any praise from others. And we can ask him to help us, as he did, to carry out the will of God, to have a deep interior prayer life, and to reflect often about the mysteries of our faith, above all, to keep always in our hearts and our desire the love for Jesus and Mary. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.